Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm at the Fuse Alliance annual meeting with Jeff Gordon, the executive director. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
It's good to be with your group. Your group's grown. First, let me mention this meeting is the largest number of attendees you've had so far, right?
Yes, we're up to about 300 now, and it's, for me personally, it's such a pleasure to walk into a room and feel the energy and see the size and the scope of the group. It's very exciting.
I've been coming to these meetings, I guess, about 7 or 8 years, and I feel like everybody's more engaged. You know, I think they like coming here and they get a lot out of it.
I think so, too. I feel very fortunate with the quality of the members we have. I mean, we have very, very good people, diverse companies. They all seem to get along well. You know, yesterday we did a roundtable, which is one of the things our members always ask about, where they can sit with people, get to know them better, make connections. We got really positive feedback on the roundtable. I know our group really enjoys that.
Let's dig into this 300 number. That includes vendor partners. So you've got 99 members now. That's up 5 from last year, and that's covering about 150 locations nationwide, right?
That's exactly right. And we ran a survey recently with the members to get a feel for our overall volume. And we represent about $1.7 billion in sales, about $1 billion in purchases.
When you say material purchases, that's how much flooring your operation buys. Another point you threw out yesterday on the stage is that you feel like this organization can influence the spec about 25% of the time. So if it's $1 billion, that means that your organization actually influences the purchase of a quarter of $1 billion, right?
Yeah, we've really drilled down with that, and it's been part of the surveys we've been sending to our members, trying to determine, you know, what part of the business, what we influence, and a lot of it's due to product mix. And an example would be an LVT. LVT is a product category, has become somewhat commoditized. So therefore, our members will get calls saying, hey, I need something quick, I need a plank. I mean, there's so many planks out there that are brown or red. So we see in specific categories like that, that maybe our influence is 30-35% just based on that product category. But overall, we feel that our ability to influence business as a percentage of our total is actually increased.
So let's talk about your growth. You also said yesterday from the stage that you grew about 9% last year, and you feel like the industry grew about 3%. So you're beating the industry stats, right?
Yeah, we're very proud of that, and I think a lot of it is our members have realized that they need to diversify in terms of product categories. So 10 years ago, probably 20% of our members were doing ceramic tile. Today, 90% of our members are doing ceramic tile, and that's a growing product category.
Now, you've said before that you felt like the full membership count might be around 105, 110, and you also mentioned that you use your vendor relationships and kind of identifying the prospects, right?
Well, we work very hard to build our reputation. And, you know, we always say that we're the go-to network. We want to be very easy to work with. And when we look at customers, we look down the channel and we look up the channel. So we have to take care of our customers, the end users, the general contractors, the architects and designers. But we also have to take care of our suppliers. So we want to be very easy to work with. If there is a challenge or a problem on a job, we want to be fair. And so when we recruit members in an area, or if somebody contacts us to join the network, we like to run that by our suppliers because they're a very good gauge. You know, they'll know, in other words, if it's a quality company, and if they give us the green light, that makes us feel better about adding that company.
Well, let me ask you, I don't know if you have this kind of granular information, but the 9% growth, carpet, as we all know, is the number one single category. Was it flat, and so most of the growth came from hard surface, or can you tell me about that?
And I can only look at the numbers from our preferred suppliers, and then I pick up information individually from our members. But as best as we can tell, Broadloom is definitely declining. We think in 17, carpet tile was either flat or declined a little. And you're absolutely right. The growth is in the hard surface side, in the vinyl LVT, and in ceramic tile.
One of your panel topics yesterday was, what are you concerned about? What's keeping you up? As a commercial contractor, what are the things that you're challenged with? Talk a little bit about those things.
Yeah, that was how we opened our roundtable discussion. And, you know, moisture came up as an issue. And, you know, moisture, the challenges have been compounded by the fact a lot of manufacturers are bringing out high moisture solutions, which we don't think is the end all for every project. You know, that's number one. Number two is really labor. And I know our people are very concerned about not only trained labor but recruiting new labor. You know, a lot of labor forces today are older, and we have to find a younger generation of installers to make sure we support our business in the future.
One of the news items that we've covered on Floor Daily recently is the fact that you and Starnet, the other group of commercial contractors, are actually forming a joint task force to look into both this labor and moisture issue, right?
Yeah, they're a great organization, and every once in a while somebody will say to me that they're Fuse's competitor. They're not our competitor. They're a best practices organization just like us. So, you know, we figure in partnering with them, it gives us more leverage and more clout for us to be actively engaged in some of the challenges in the industry. So we did set up a task force that met in January at Surfaces, and their takeaway was the two biggest challenges we face are moisture and labor.
So you guys are going to work on that, maybe meet on a quarterly basis, is that right?
That's correct.
All right, so let's look at your memberships real quick. What's changed? You know, a long time ago, I mean, if we go way back, your members were dealers, they sold carpet, they installed carpet, and then it evolved. We've talked about hard surface. Talk a little bit more about the evolution, because they're doing other things too. They're working with polished concrete, they're doing some epoxy floors. I mean, the dynamics of being a commercial contractor today is much different, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and I think that's what's most interesting. And of course, I'm going to show my age in saying this, but in the old days, it was carpet, broadloom, and VCT was pretty much what most jobs are. And there was even a period of time when carpet tile was introduced that people were saying, well, contractors are, you know, they're not going to be as relevant because anybody can install carpet tile. You know, the building maintenance guy can do it, or, you know, whatever. And of course, that's changed now because you've got this plethora of products that have been introduced in all different categories, from rubber to vinyl to all these different sizes of carpet tile, broadloom. I mean, the list is almost endless. You know, ceramic tile. Over the years, general contractors who might have had multiple subs in multiple product categories, they don't want that. They want one company to be responsible for the tile and the carpet. And then you compound that with the fact that, you know, these products, the way adhesives are today, moisture is a big issue, and different manufacturers have different requirements for moisture testing and moisture mitigation and floor leveling and floor patching and all that. So I think our members have done a very good job of becoming experts in all materials, in the requirements to install the materials, in the logistics to get it there, unbox it, acclimate it. In my background, I was on the manufacturing side for a long time. I went to the dealer side, and I don't think I truly understood the amount of steps it takes to bid a job and finish a job. There's so many things that we do to make a job successful that, you know, manufacturing sales reps don't need to know that. But I think if they really delved into our business, they would appreciate the difficulty and the risk that we take every day.
You know, you said from the stage yesterday something. I want you to tell me a little bit more about what you mean by that. But you said that we're living in the era of the contractor. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we kind of laughed about that yesterday. It's like the Terminator line, the rise of the contractor. You know, we really believe in the channel of distribution for flooring, that because of the complexity of the products, the complexities of the jobs. And an example would be, you could look at a set of drawings for a job. There could be 40 different flooring products. And you could have carpet tile that the designer wants the pattern set a specific way. It's got to be done only one way. It takes a real expert to be able to figure that all out. Then you get a set of plans, and there's information that's missing. There's no transition strips, or there's no consideration for a bad slab. You know, we're protecting the supplier. If we're doing our job correctly, we're protecting the end user from a potential problem down the road. So we feel in that food chain or that channel that our area of expertise really has made us more important, I guess I would say, because it's a slippery slope to having a product and turning it into a bad job. And our members have done a very good job of turning it into a very good job.
Real quick, I know the theme of your meeting is never miss a beat, and your focus is on having today, for instance, a panel of facility managers. I had dinner with one of them last night, and she said to me, she says, it's really important that I only have one neck to wring. In other words, she wants one person to take care of it all, right?
Well, I think the industry is going to that, and if you look at facilities managers in particular, 10 years ago, a big company could have 10 managers managing 20 buildings. You know, today, they may have one manager managing that many buildings, so they don't have the time or the expertise, you know, to really be as involved in the project that they would like. So they want a single point of contact, and they want somebody they know is going to do the work correctly, because they don't have time to engage or get involved in specific projects because they cover so much area.
So you think 18 is going to be a good year for the group?
We think it's going to be a very good year. Our group has a lot of momentum. You know, this never miss a beat, which is the theme of our meeting, is a group we just feel like, you know, we're growing. We have a lot of very good energy from the group. We have a lot of very good ideas. I'm very humbled by just the quality of the group we have. And I look forward to the future. I mean, I think this year is going to be very good. And I think you'll be hearing a lot of good things from Fuse Alliance.
Okay, great, Jeff. It's good to talk to you. Again, I've been talking to Jeff Gordon, the Executive Director with Fuse Alliance. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.